This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, what about Joel Bitonio? What about Joel Bitonio?
Guy's guy.
Saw a lot of that recently.
Oh, I didn't ask Daryl what a guy's guy was. Damn it, I'm sorry. Well, ask Nathan what a guy's guy is.
Is he doing the same phone calls that Teller is making? You see the Wyatt Teller making the phone calls?
Is that the TikTok craze or something? What is that?
Is it wishing guys good night?
Yeah.
They just call and tell. Is that exactly what it is?
He wished Bitonio good night. And Joel was like,
it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Can I get a video of me wishing Tone good night?
We got to do this.
Well, now if you both know it's
mine will be like it's 4:30 in the afternoon. Like, yeah, good night.
Maybe this is inspiration for coming in hot today.
Good night, you little bitch. Good night. Wait a minute. You always have me on speakerphone. I can't say that in front of your kids. Made me do this, you bitch! That was passionate acting. That was me in a movie. Stop it. Heavenly Claws. It's a good job of acting by me. I'm a thespian. Coming in hot at 9:45. So what, you call up guys, you call up your friends on the phone and you wish them good night?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Good night.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Must be...
You're crazy over there at the Heller House.
Getting nuts, man. You guys are crazy. What about Joel Bitonio, Tone? What about Joel Bitonio?
I tell you. So people are bringing him up when we talk about... one guy not being at OTAs who's a veteran and who's supposed to be a leader, we don't ever mention Joel Bitonio. So why is that? Now, I could come up with a few reasons.
I got a bit of a problem here with the entire premise of being asked. Give me your few reasons first before I go off.
A few reasons. Like, obviously, it wasn't Bitonio that went on the national media tour, basically trashing where the Browns are at. He did it in the nicest way possible, I will add. I think Myles Garrett did it very as tastefully as one can do. But he was. The essence of what Myles Garrett was saying was, the team sucks, they have no quarterback, you're not going anywhere, trade me. And then he got his contract, and then obviously took a very different stance. Well, the owner, at the owner's meetings, did go out of his way. He did not, he's asked questions about Myles Garrett, but he definitely went out of his way to say, we need more leadership out of Myles Garrett. And a contract like this does come with added responsibility. And then the first chance he gets to kind of show that off, obviously, he's in Japan. And it's not only that he's somewhere else, it's that it does look like he went out of his way while all the Browns players and the media and the fans are posting about OTAs.
I don't think so.
Myles Garrett's like, no, I'm over here.
He was at an anime awards or something like that. I mean, it was going to get out and be public.
Sure.
He's in Tokyo. So what?
It's not about where he is or what he's doing.
This is why I'm getting upset with some of the stuff. Like, some people are mad we're even talking about it. Well, guys, we talk about what you want to talk about. And
there are plenty of Browns fans who absolutely want to talk about it.
Several of you were calling in yesterday.
It's a big split on Myles Garrett
right now. Yes, including by our hosts here as well. I mean, Nick is beside himself with Myles Garrett, says that this is a slap in the face to the fans and him and everybody like that. And I don't see it that
way.
We
didn't go that far.
And I'll tell you what. Well, no, I didn't go that far at all because I don't have a problem with it. And honestly, I don't have a problem with Joel Bitonio
there. But hold on. We would have loved it if Myles Garrett was there because he hadn't been at OTAs.
You know what?
We would have absolutely loved
it. I'm glad you said this.
If Myles Garrett showed up, first guy in the building, took to social media, talked about how we're building chemistry. It's about rebooting the Browns in the right way. Like, everybody would have loved it and fawned over it. Don't act like you wouldn't have.
It would have
Don't
been lie. A conversation of, do you believe that Myles has turned the corner of leadership? That's what it would have been.
And people would have agreed. They would have said he would have.
I would have said it's a good first step.
Yeah.
It's a good first step. Because, again, he's not. When we say guys aren't leaders, it assumes that he's a bad guy. They're not bad guys. Him, Joel, certainly, David, certainly. They're not bad guys. They're not there. Joel Bitonio not being there I flatly think Joe Bitonio, because of his health, they would have just been like, hey, you're going to stand around anyway. So if you want to do it, fine. If you want to stand there, fine. If you want to get your workout in or whatever, fine, go ahead. Or if you want to come later in the OTA process, fine, that's fine. The only one that I probably had any problem with, and again, I just want to know what the if there was a personal problem or anything, was Deontay Johnson, because I'm thinking you're trying to hold on to your NFL career.
Yes, this is his last straw.
Yeah, you're only 7 years into this thing, so why would you just completely... Why would you ever give a chance to make them think different of you? Why would they, or not even think different, but think the same old with you? Why would you do that? That was the one where I questioned. The other ones, I mean, Myles Garrett's a Hall of Famer. Joel Bitonio, if he played on a more successful team, would be a Hall of Famer. David Njoku's a fine player. I got no problem with him not being there. So when you're telling me, Ken, what about Joel Bitonio? Yeah, what about Joel Bitonio? I don't have a problem that Joel Bitonio wasn't there, and I certainly don't have a problem that David Njoku wasn't there. Again, so wrong show. I know that there's two fat white guys on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Station bitching, but we're bitching about different things. And I think that some of us get a little bit confused. Like that person, did you tell you guys about this? The guy who was dealing cards at the casino over the weekend, and he DM'd me and he's like, hey, it's nice to meet you. Over the weekend,
oh,
and
I'm thought like, it was you.
Well, yeah. No. He's dealing cards at the casino, and I go, I'm sorry. Did we meet each other this weekend? He goes, yeah, I was your dealer. And I went, I was in Youngstown this weekend. And then I thought, this guy thinks I'm probably lying to him. Like, I don't want him to know, or I don't want people to know that I was at a casino or something like that, where I'm like, I wasn't at a casino. I was at my godson's fifth birthday party. And we stayed in Poland, Ohio.
So my dealers know never to contact me during business hours.
But that's a different type of dealer.
Maybe it's an arms dealer.
But I'm going, of all the places, like it's like now, and I know this, was the guy who was there, so he met him thinking it was me. The guy there, the fat blonde guy, who was clearly playing cards over at the casino. Did he think he was going to get a free chip or something? Ooh. And so he just assumed that he was going to take my identity and play cards with it? Anybody? Can anybody help me out? Has this happened before? Has anybody met a fat blonde guy in Cleveland, Ohio, assumed it was me, and they just went with it? Hilber over here, or Cookie Pie, he says people have handed him drinks before. Thought it was me.
Thought it was you?
And he just took the drinks. Yep. He just took the drinks. He had one guy who said it was me, and it wasn't me, and Hilber kept saying, I'm not Ken. And the guy finally was like, all right, you don't have to be a jerk about it, but he said different words. Yeah, that's what's going on. But I know we all kind of look alike, me and Nick and fat white guys in Cleveland. We're bitching about different things. I don't care that Joel Bitonio wasn't there or Myles Garrett or David Njoku. I don't expect leadership from any of those guys. I don't. I don't know who to expect leadership from on this team. Frankly, I don't know if the guy who's supposed to be a leader is on this team yet. I don't know. I think there's been plenty of guys who have been fake leaders in the past, either on the Browns or in the NFL. I think there's a couple of notable names who I know for a fact when it comes to other players in the NFL, they're fake leaders. They're leaders in the media, and the media loves them, and they all write about their leadership, and then when it comes down to it, they're not leaders. And their own teammates talk about them. You can talk about that. Like, I don't think that Miles is a fake leader. I know what Jason wrote.
I just know that
Miles isn't a leader, and I'm willing to accept that.
Joel Bitonio, like, I think he's almost doing the Browns a favor by even coming back this year.
Well,
he's getting paid. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's making a lot of money.
True.
But he could have very easily retired. The Browns desperately need him for one more year. And this is it. We've all agreed. This is his last year.
It is.
That's not the case for Miles. Miles just signed a contract. One of the biggest non-quarterback contract extension there is in football.
And if you're upset, I'm not saying you're stupid to be upset. I think it is frustrating for some fans that they feel as if they take winning more seriously than the team they root for, which is not what you want. You want to be much more laissez-faire about it than the guys who play. But Miles is too damn good for me to go against him on this. When he starts to fail, when his skills start to diminish, it will be open season on him as a player, and probably for some people as a person. But it'll be open season for him as a player. Like Jose Ramirez, I brought this up yesterday. Jose Ramirez is a bona fide leader. He's beloved in Cleveland, Ohio. He's beloved by the organization. He is a statue style of player. And at some point, not now, and hopefully not next year or the year after that, at some point his skills will start to quote-unquote diminish. He will be given plenty of slack from the fans because of the leadership qualities that Jose Ramirez has. And he deserves that. When Myles Garrett's skills start to diminish, we're going to call him a bunch of words and say that he ain't a good football player anymore and that the Browns made a terrible decision in signing him to a long-term deal that puts him up at 34 years old or something like that by the time we're done with that. You know, that's what's going to be said. That's what's going to be pointed out. But when it comes to leadership, I mean, hell, guys, I can give a rah-rah speech. I can give fiery, passionate, brimstone speeches, but I can't replace 16 sacks a year. It's what it's about. He's the best player on the football team. He takes second and one when a team wants to do play action and turns it into third and 11 and gets your defense off the field. He is just not any of those guys you think of when it comes to leadership. But I've known that for 9 years. That's why it's unsurprising. That's why I scratch my head at guys with microphones in front of them screaming and yelling. I'm going, why are you surprised? Because he accepted more money? Accepted money the first time around, and he didn't become a leader. Now he's accepted more money. What am I missing? When he was talking about this stuff, I told you then I didn't. So you, if you chose to believe it, well, I guess it's not your fault, but it is your problem to deal with something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.